Now, Keaton, the new Durham One Day captain, you hinted the last time we spoke to you a few weeks ago that there was something about to be announced, and then it was.
Well, yeah, I mean, you asked me at the BBC studios, and obviously couldn't say too much at the time. But no, really looking forward to the challenge over the next couple of weeks and the One Day stuff. So hopefully it's a successful little campaign for us, and who knows, maybe end with a bit of a medal.
Despite the slight points deduction and the way things have been rearranged, because you play the one-day games in one massive chunk this year, don't you, at the start of the season. It's gone back to like it was a few years ago. You're still confident that you can get out of the group?
Yeah, look, hopefully. Again, that's something we can't control. We can control winning games of cricket if we do our things well. And like I say, we just need to make sure we're really ready and playing some good cricket come the end of April.
You've had a bit of captaincy experience last season. You've had a lot of captaincy experience during the winter. You've just been with the England Lions and captaining them. And you've also been captaining this North East South saga in the United Arab Emirates as well.
Yeah, look, it's been a really exciting couple of months. Sri Lanka was hard work. They picked a really good side. But again, that's what you want to try and do. You want to try and play against the best. I think majority of their side's actually playing now against Bangladesh. So watching them, having watched them pound us everywhere was quite good fun to watch them on TV and doing it against Bangladesh. North-South was also a tough tour. So hopefully we can do well for Durham at the end of April.
You lost the North-South thing 3-0. Explain what went on there, because I was being teased on Twitter by quite a few people from the south of England.
Yeah, look, it was a tough tour. The southern guys had a strong side and they played better cricket. We weren't quite as good in all three disciplines as they were and they put us under the pump consistently and with some heavy pressure. One of those things as a North group, when they do it next year, we're going to have to be better.
Their players had all been out playing on grass as well across the winter in varying countries, and so most of the lads you had to draw from the north had been in indoor cricket schools.
Yeah, 100%. At the same stage, it's not something you want to make as an excuse. You need to try and put in good performances regardless of when you're playing, whether it's early March, April, May, September, whenever it is. There's always different kind of excuses you could point fingers at. We didn't play well enough, and the southern guys played some really good cricket and put us under big pressure.
Now, looking ahead to this season, what an incredible year you had last year. 7 centuries, leading run scorer in the county championship, then a century on debut for England as well. That's going to take some topping, isn't it, last season?
Yeah, 100%. It's one of those, you need to try and keep doing what you're doing. There's a lot of things I've learned over the winter, which has been absolutely phenomenal. Andy Flower and his team have really added some good value to me and my game, which has been brilliant. So hopefully I can use that this season. But again, it's one of those, you can sometimes set the bar too high and expect too much of somebody or yourself and end up creating that sort of tension. So I've come in with no sort of real goals in the same way I didn't last year, and just ready to really enjoy my cricket and hopefully just play and put in some performances for Durham.
Given that it's been such a busy winter, where have you sort of metaphorically drawn the line on last year, because it's all sort of blended into this year really, hasn't it?
I think I kind of drew the line at end of September, October, when I headed back to South Africa. It was one of those, you keep trying to draw lines and keep trying to use little blocks, draw a line at Christmas with a little bit of a break, draw another line now when you get back over here, and keep trying to keep fresh. So it's like I say, you keep trying to put into little boxes and keep kind of just staying fresh for the next challenge.
And finally, looking ahead to this season, first up, it's old adversaries Nottinghamshire. There's probably not many more teams you know much about than the likes of Notts and Yorkshire, because you've played them that much in recent seasons. But then there's a lot of going into the unknown, isn't there? It's 12 years since Durham have been in Division 2.
Yeah, 100%. But at the same stage, it's hit the top of off stump and do a little bit with it, and normally you'll be quite successful. There's some very good sides, Notts definitely being one of them. We've got a good bowling attack and a really good team. So hopefully we can be in the right kind of frame of mind in order to put in good performances that will win us games for Durham.